views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is December the 27th, 2018. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 702-804-5056. 704-802-5056. Sorry about that. 704-802. Got that part messed up. 5056 is the call-in number. So we have a live show, but before we get into that, everyone, please. We cannot be in jeopardy of losing Black Talk Radio Network. It needs your overall financial support. It needs for you to make donations for this network, and anyone that's been using and listening to this network, please make a financial donation. For those of you who have planned on doing it, haven't done it as yet, we really need you to support the network. The network is definitely in jeopardy because of that overall situation where we're not having the overall necessary funding that's needed to maintain this overall trajectory. We need the support of you all. Else, you know, it's just not going to be here, and it can't, and that's not something that we can definitely lose. If you have been using Black Talk Network and you've been listening to the network for some time, please do your part to make sure that this network stays where it is. It was actually created as a grassroots organization to maintain and to maintain the overall equilibrium of the mainstream media, to give some form of voice for the people and to be people-directed in the objective of the overall well-being of the people. And that would mean that mass media, mainstream media, is not going to support this. It needs to be supported by those that it was intended to actually facilitate a very necessary need. And we know that the need is necessary because of how many people listen to BTR community, how many people listen to Black Talk Radio Network. So please, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Because if we don't, that network, that overall website and the overall radio programming that you hear will not be here. And so that's very, 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 very crucial that we take care of this network now. So go to the overall website of blacktalkradionetwork.com, hit the donation prompt, send some cash to the network so it can meet its overall budgetary needs and be able to continue to be vibrant on air. Please, necessary for us to do that. Also, you can support the network by being a part of the social media platform at BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform that was put together for you to engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected. Please do that for only $24 a year, a yearly membership fee, $24 a year. You don't have to worry about your identity being sold and everything, all of the other adverse things that go along with the overall mainstream ones. Once again, it's a dire call for you all to support this network. If you've been listening to it, if you are listening to it, overall support. Without it, it will not be here. So please make sure you do. And this is critical. It's really coming down to crunch time to where this network is in dire need. And so hopefully this overall call to you all to support the network will be heard and responded to in a positive way. So let's not lose Black Talk Radio Network. I don't think that we can afford to lose that. So support is what is needed. Financial support is needed. So please give some of your financial energy, make a donation, give some of your cash to this network so it can meet its obligations and stay on air. Okay? So also with that being said, those of you that would like to transfer your cash into real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint. And that is ProsperityMint is the website. And check out what's in inventory. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. info@prosperitymint.com would be the email so that someone could get in contact with you to explain to you the overall buying process. And it will only be used just for that and exclusively for that. Won't be used for anything else. So you want to do that. And it's for your benefit that be done. Okay, so Prosperity Mint is where you want to check out what's in the inventory. Then email info@prosperitymint, let them know that you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Okay, also tough, we really need to support this network, and so and that requires everyone. It can't be just some people. It needs everyone to do their part. That's what keeps things vibrant. And the same thing with the mainstream media. They are vibrant because everyone supports it in so many different ways. But this needs your support, and we need it right away. So please do that. Okay? All right. So we're going to get into today's show. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, and we'll get into today's show. What's this? Uh-oh, messed up my thing. 1 second. Okay, so we're going to get into we're going to get into today's show for December 27, 2018. And it is, the topic is a sphere of hibernal evil 2. That's what today's show is going to be. Hibernal evil 2, part 2. Is going to be today. And so the one article that I really wanted to take a look at yesterday, it finally came up. So we will take a look at that as well. Please excuse me, my voice. I lost my voice and losing my voice, but just bear with me. All right, so here we go. First article that I got from Ammoland.com. Millions plus New Jersey gun owners defy state law refusing to turn over banned gun magazines. We're going to take a look at this. I think it's very important and significant for today. Next article from Newsweek. This is Eric Swalwell told Twitter followers America has more powerful weapons than Americans having assault weapons. And so it was a play on words, but you know, these politicians are so full of it. This wasn't a daytime show or family show, I would have choice words, but these people are, and I just want to say this about these politicians. Once again, they create debt that they don't have to pay. Write laws they don't have to obey and declare wars that they don't have to fight. This guy, I'm going to call him out, is nothing but a coward because of the position that he has taken. It's a cowardice position. And I'll tell you why I say it is a cowardice position, and anybody that resonates that way is just that, a coward. And so this is very important. And then so there's a YouTube video of this individual. I don't even like to say his name because California wants to support this type of individual, so be it. Doesn't matter what the overall party officials is. Idiots are idiots, and this dude is an idiot, a pure idiot, because of what he actually is insinuating and advocating. So we'll take a look at that as well. I'm going to post that inside, and we can hear some of the things, and then we'll jump into it. Next article And this one comes from china.org.cn. This is actually a Chinese publication. Ultra-fast anti-ship missiles offered for sale. Actually, China selling some of its super hypersonic anti-ship missiles in the overall arms arena. They're selling those hypersonic speed weapons. These things go up to Mach 6. There's no defense that the U.S. Navy has against that. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Bloomberg. And this one is, real quickly, Russia considers constitutional change as Putin faces term limit. And I post this with, really, because this is really a signal of war. Not only is it there, China's doing it, and the U.S. will be trying to do it as well, too. It's been said in so many words that Trump will have a third and fourth term. And the only way that you really get that is because of war. This is a subliminal message that war is definitely coming, because then these overall celebrity figureheads are not going to be leaving their positions because of that overall war paradigm that's going to be stepping up. So heads up and be ready. Next article, this one comes from Medium. Endless wars have... Let me just pull it, because it didn't... Maybe it did. 1 second. Okay, here we go. I had to pull it up because it didn't really come up. Here it is. Endless wars have been normalized, and everyone is crazy. Really, really, this is so, so true. So check out this article about these endless wars, and it's been normalized. And now, because of that, it's not just that, it's so many things. You know, I was listening to, hanging out with some friends and family, he's listening to the radio, and then all of a sudden they talk about a movie. One radio host was talking about a movie on a mainstream platform, everyday platform, music channel, and they were talking about how good this one movie was about people committing suicide and everything else. And I was like, wow, we're really going crazy, because we want to take a very artistic approach to things that is really how we've been indoctrinated to actually compromise our best interests. And it's just really, really bad. And this is another example of that. Endless wars have been normalized, and everyone is crazy. So, so true. Can't reiterate that enough. So check out that article. Next article comes from Bloomberg's. Fund investors pull $56 billion in biggest exit since 2008. Fund investors pulled $56 billion in biggest exit since 2008. And this is why the overall stock market went up to an all-time one-day high yesterday, gaining 1,000 points. And they put in a couple of, I forget where it was, $65 billion back into the market, or $64 billion. That's because this is all rigged. It was no really, I highly doubt that that really went in. But what is happening is that so many people are becoming aware as to what's really going on in the world, and people are pulling or are exiting their overall pensions and exiting their overall market position. And what is that going to do? It's a bank run, ladies and gentlemen. Last one to the bank loses. This is huge. And we're going to cover this tomorrow. So real quick, investors are bailing out of mutual funds as if it was 2008. Mutual funds have suffered a redemption. It suffered redemptions of $56.2 billion in the weeks ending in December of 19th. The biggest outflow since the week ending of October the 15th of 2008, according to data released Wednesday by investment company institution. This is people becoming aware, and they're getting out of the way. It's a bank run. They're getting their cash and they're doing other things with it. Very, very important. And I hope people will start to do certain things that's in their best interest. Stop letting these markets rob everyone. If an investment can't be monthly, where they can pay you out monthly or every 2 or 3 months for what they perform on, don't trust it. Pay for performance, not for promises. Very, very, very important. So check out that. That way that mitigates your overall liability and it mitigates your risk, and it requires performance. So, and we haven't had that. That's what's needed. So check out that. Next article from CNBC, U.S. tariffs will hit China harder next year, an analyst says. Next article from South China Morning Post. But before we do that, I'm definitely going to cover the outflows of investment tomorrow. Next article from the South China Morning Post. U.S. paranoia is fueling talks of war, not China's rise. Check out that article. Check out that article. So, pretty good one there as well. Next article from Press TV. U.S. military presence in Syria constitutes an act of war. Very, very true. Next article from RT International. This is from celebrity figurehead Trump. Quote, we are no longer the suckers of the world, Trump says. U.S. is respected as a nation again. No, not hardly. But no, that's not the case. The U.S. has actually lost the opportunity to regain any kind of respect because of its criminal negligence in everything that's, as well as criminal intentions, this organized crime that is waged around the world. Won't be easily forgiven without prosecution, because it's not for forgiveness that can be asked, it's actually for justice that needs to be served. So check out that article. Next article from Fox News. Rand Paul defends Trump's plan on Syria, backs similar pullout in Afghanistan. Others in GOP remain skeptical. And I'm gonna tell you this, Trump was right in pulling out the troops from those overall areas. If it was sincere and for what reason was it done and what's the next move, we're going to be critical. So the pulling the troops out, I fully support. Absolutely. In all phases, in all aspects. I also support the closing of all military bases around the world that's outside of the United States. There's no need for them to be there. No business for them to be there. It just reeks with impropriety. It's just ubiquitous corruption. That's what it upholds, the ubiquitous corruption state of America. So definitely I'm for all of that. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV, Russia. East Syria must return to government control after the U.S. exits. Next article from Bloomberg. Man, there's a lot going on. Set up. This one comes from Bloomberg. Erdogan invites Trump to visit Turkey after U.S. shift on Syria. Man, Turkey is putting a hammer down on the U.S. and as well as Russia and the other countries. This is a huge thing. The celebrity figurehead president of Turkey invites Trump to come visit Turkey. Man, this is huge. Now, I would say this. I wouldn't be surprised if a major international incident happened if celebrity figurehead Trump went and actually to that overall visit. Wouldn't be surprised. If you know what I mean. It's all setting up, not looking good. So check out that article. So, and read between the lines on. I'm not going to read too much in between the lines on that, but I'm going to just tell you, it don't smell good. So check out that article. Next article from Wired. How China's elite hackers stole the world's most valuable secrets. Check out that article as well. Next article from China.org.cn. China's social net worth, second highest in the world. And this is from 2016. It's probably the highest now. By the end of 2016, China's social net worth totaled 437 trillion yuans, or 63.8 trillion U.S. dollars, ranking second in the world, according to the Chinese national balance sheet in 2018. So check out that. All moving that way. Next article from Press TV. Venezuela's top court jails 9 coup plotters. Check out that. A lot going on there, all being sponsored by the U.S. Next article from CNBC. Futures point to slight decline for U.S. stocks after the Dow's record-breaking Wednesday. So last I checked, it gave back 300 points. So, but all of that is rich. Let me just say, if you're going to be in the market, make sure you have a significant plan. That's all you really need, is have a significant plan and stick to it. Next article from South China Morning Post, why the Santa Claus market rally may just be a little too late. I would definitely agree. Check out that article. Next article from RT International. China has made plans with the U.S. for face-to-face meetings over trade in January. Check out that article. Next article from CNBC. Trump says he will wait however long it takes to get a border wall money as shutdown drags on. So Trump says he's not budging. Next article from Press TV. U.S. withdrawal stabbed us in the back, Syrian Kurds said. U.S. withdrawal stabbed them in the back. Now what are they going to do? They're going to align themselves with who and what. So it's going to be something. Set up. Next article from Medium. The corruption of the Republican Party from the Atlantic. This is from the Atlantic and Medium. The corruption of the Republican Party. And I will just say this. Don't just look at the corruption of the Republican Party as the corruption of the Democratic Party. It's the corruption of the overall party system and the overall seat of government throughout the world is really it. Check out that article. Next article from RT International, Poseidon in action. Russia starts underwater trials of a strategic nuclear drone. Check out that article. Next article also from Sputnik News, Trump's Israel is doing well, will defend themselves in the Middle East. Check out that article. Then this is a significant one. This one came from the actual article that I want to is not. Let me put this one in. This is the one I meant to put in. Let me see. One second. This comes from Africa Stand. Very, very significant. We talked about this, and we wanted to discuss this, and I know that this would be something that Scotty would have a lot of interest, and I do as well. China to take over Kenya's main port due to unpayment of loans. Oops. I did something here. Let me... Okay, sorry about that. China to take over Kenya's main port over unpaid huge Chinese loan. So we'll cover this as well. There we go. So let me just read this real quick. The Kenyan government risks losing the lucrative port to China should the country fail to repay a huge loan advanced by the Chinese lenders. In November, the African Stand reported on how Kenya is at high risk of losing strategical assets over huge Chinese debt, and just after a few months, the Chinese are about to take action. The loan was granted for development of the standard gauge railway, the SGR. So here it comes. So that's what's in the news. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and make sure you do that. So, you know, we had talked about that. We're going to discuss that really heavily tomorrow. A couple of things. We're going to talk about Venezuela, Kenya, and the market for tomorrow's show's Great Creator Willing will be here. So we will do that. All right, so let me get into today's show, and I'm going to post this one YouTube video really quickly. It's about 6 minutes long. I want you to hear this overall congressional member, and the nonsense he's pushing is a very important reason because of some of the things that's going on. I just posted there, Scotty, if you would just play that real quick. It's about 6 minutes. We don't have to listen to it all just to get the gist of it. We can listen to like 4 minutes but it's 6 minutes. We could do that. However you want to do it, it's fine. But this is this representative.
We're
this
continuing our extended one, conversation
with Bank.
You ready, Dave?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead, Scotty.
California. So you've talked a lot about Russia, but you've also become known for your position on guns. And you're one of the very few Democrats, I think, who's been honest about that. You say that the U.S. government ought to ban a certain species of rifle. You wrote a piece about this. This is not a secret view you have. You wrote it in USA Today. And you say this: we should ban possession of military-style semi-automatic assault weapons. We should buy back such weapons from all who choose to abide by the law. And we should criminally prosecute any who choose to defy it by keeping their weapons. So we should confiscate this entire class of firearms. What do you think would happen if the federal government tried to do that?
Well, Tucker, did you read the op-ed?
I did. I just quoted from it extensively.
Yeah, I'm not calling for a confiscation. What I'm saying is we should invest in a buyback, that we should restrict any weapons that aren't bought back to gun clubs, hunting clubs, shooting ranges, keep them there where it's safe, not on our streets. And if you were caught, just like if you were caught, you know, with drugs or anything else, if they had probable cause to go into your home and you had one of these weapons, yeah, you'd be prosecuted. I've never suggested sending troops
out.
Okay,
I'm going to quote
collecting,
an old friend of mine called Eric Swalwell. He's a congressman from California on the Intel Committee.
Good
Can
guy.
You get back on the screen, please? I'm just going to quote once again. And we should buy back those weapons, and I'm quoting, criminally prosecute any who refuse to choose to defy it by keeping their weapons. So you're going to prosecute people who don't give up their weapons. That's gun confiscation.
If they're caught with them,
We're not sending
troops door to door.
So, but what do you think would happen? I mean, do you think, because of course the overwhelming majority of those people are law abiding, have committed no crime, have no plans to commit a crime. You would instantly turn them into felons. Do you think that you would have a civil war? Are you worried about that?
What do you think will happen if we do nothing? You think more kids will be killed?
I'm not.
You think more concerts will be shot up? More churches will lose parishioners?
I'm not arguing on behalf of doing nothing. I'm critiquing your very specific suggestion for what we. And you're a lawmaker, so this is meaningful what you said.
And I trust the American people are law-abiding, that their weapons could be bought back or keep them at a gun club. You don't have to give it up.
But what if you want to keep them in your home and you've done nothing wrong? Yeah. You haven't hurt anybody, and now you just made them into felons.
Yeah. No, there's no troop roundup here, Tucker.
But you just made them into felons. You just said that in the piece. Look, I'm not making this up, but you wrote that. So what do you think? Like, if I'm a gun owner and I have one of the weapons that you say should be banned, and I don't feel like bringing it to a gun club, I feel like keeping it in my bedroom closet.
I don't think you're giving the American people enough credit that they'd be law-abiding and that they would
obey you.
Well,
or else they'd be criminally prosecuted.
No, I'm suggesting we have a conversation in Congress and pass a ban like this. They would be obeying the law.
Would you apply as written by you?
Yeah, it would have to be passed by.
Would you apply these standards to yourself and your fellow members of Congress?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
not cops though. I don't think cops should be outgunned.
So your bodyguards could have any kind of guns.
I don't have bodyguards, Tucker.
Yes, you do. I was there today.
No,
you have many bodyguards.
I don't have bodyguards.
I was there today.
I don't personally have bodyguards.
Oh, but you're surrounded by them.
Yeah.
You're trying to buy bodyguards that I pay for. And
they're police officers. They're sworn. They're trained.
They're there to protect you. They're
and they
your
shouldn't
bodyguards.
Be outgunned. And that's the problem. I have two brothers who are cops.
Hold on.
My dad was a cop. They're outgunned right
now. But
your
bodyguards would get to have any kind of gun they want to protect you, but I wouldn't
I
have...
I want them to protect me. I want them to protect the people who are getting shot up in the schools.
No, Capitol Police exists to protect you.
No. This isn't about Capitol Police.
Well, no, but it is, though.
It's about the kids who are dying, Tucker.
It's about me
and their schools. They're afraid to go to school tomorrow. They hear a book drop.
No, but hold on.
They think a shooter's walking into the classroom. Don't they deserve to be protected?
They do. And
so let's protect them.
Amen.
But why do you need an AR-15?
I don't know why you need
to protect
one.
Your house.
You have them in your building where you work.
Police officers.
No, your bodyguards.
Don't denigrate the cops.
I'm not
Tucker.
Denigrating them.
They work
I'm
hard.
I'm glad they're there.
They
no.
shouldn't be outgunned, and they're outgunned right
no,
now.
But wait a second.
I went to the funeral for four police officers who were killed by an assault
you
weapon.
You don't actually care more than I do. We care the same. So it's not a question of who cares.
Do you think cops should have guns?
I think that your bodyguards should have the same guns that I have to protect my family.
They're America's bodyguards, Tucker.
They're not. They're
don't
yours.
Don't denigrate them like that.
I'm not denigrating them.
They work too
really,
hard.
Can they come to my house and protect my wife while I'm at work?
If you call the police, yeah.
Oh, but can I have a Capitol Hill? When you go to work, they
they're
hang out and protect
the,
you.
They're protecting the constituents.
Well, no, they're protecting
come
you,
in.
Actually.
I don't have
so why not?
Tucker.
But hold on. Why shouldn't my wife have the same firearm at home that your bodyguards use to protect you? Is that fair or is that unfair? Why is
that's
that unfair?
That's a ridiculous argument.
Oh, why?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? Because you're more important than me?
No, I don't. You are trying to confuse
the issue. No, I'm asking a sincere question. Why should you get to protect yourself?
Our cops should not be outgunned, period.
No, I'm talking not our cops.
Our military shouldn't be outgunned.
Your cops, Capitol Hill Police, have... Why don't we just limit them to the same gun I can have at home?
Why can't we have a real conversation about this?
This is a real conversation. Why is it nonsense? You're putting your life
above my family. You're calling cops bodyguards, and that's disrespectful to them.
I'm not calling all cops.
Police week was last week. They were all here in town honoring the fallen, and you're calling them bodyguards.
No, I'm calling your bodyguards.
My dad was a cop. He's not a bodyguard.
No, no.
He protects people.
Do you have
bodyguards? That's ridiculous.
Do members of Congress have bodyguards? I notice whenever I
see... You're calling a cop a bodyguard? Man, that is so disrespectful.
They are.
No.
And the government pays for them.
They protect you.
Capital
and your
today.
Kids.
No, they're in your
and our
office.
Families.
Can I get the same in my
and
office?
They shouldn't be outgunned.
Taxpayers can pay for it?
They shouldn't be outgunned. They're outgunned today.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
If I walk down the hallway in front of your office, you have officers there paid for by taxpayers. Great guys. I'm not attacking them, obviously. And I think they watch this
channel.
They're
under attack.
Thank you for that. They're not at all. I'm merely saying that you have better protection than I do. And you're saying that my family doesn't deserve to have a certain species of weapon. You get to decide what we can protect ourselves with, but you're not going to in any way take the ability to protect you away from the Capitol Hill Police.
I'm saying that every police officer in America today is outgunned. For their safety and for the safety of the people they protect, we shouldn't have assault weapons.
Right. You just don't want to apply the rules to yourself. I get it. I wouldn't either. You know what?
So that I wanted you to hear that because just so that you have an idea of what some things is going on. And like Scotty was said, right, he kept repeating that line. And here's what was actually put forth by this individual. And there was early in November, there was a tweet that he talked about. Well, I'm going to read it. So I won't. Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell threatens of gun confiscation didn't go over well on Friday. And this was from Newsweek. And I think I posted it in BTR. Let me make sure I did. I may not have. And so it's going to be there. Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, yeah, I did. So basically what this individual had said was that this Californian Democratic plan to roll out his plan to use $15 billion to buy back semi-automatic weapons from Americans. And let me just tell you why this is so wrong. Okay? Because this buyback program is not a buyback. It's not a buyback at all. It's a way actually of the government trying to get you to surrender what is already deemed as a right of yours to have. And they've done this before. They did this with gold in 1933. What they did with gold, Roosevelt signed the Bank Holiday Act and said that everyone needed to turn in their gold to their local Federal Reserve Bank by May the 10th of 1933 or face criminal prosecution and a fine. And it was an executive order 6103, which was absolutely illegal, unconstitutional, and morally wrong. Because what they were doing, what the government did was as soon as the people handed in their gold, they didn't confiscate the gold, they gave them cash for it. Then after they did, then the confiscation could have came from once you didn't do it within that time frame, that meant that now that they could confiscate it, and it was an executive order. And it was completely wrong. One, it was unconstitutional because they couldn't enforce that. This is unconstitutional, won't be able to enforce it because it's immoral and against the overall Constitution itself. And not only that, doesn't matter what they say, no. And why I was so upset about this individual is because this individual is in Congress and wants to bring this type of legislation. There's people that's going to support it, but people that have no clue what this really, really means. And this is a form of confiscation because, one, they're giving you cash that's worthless in the world. And your overall firearm is a tool. It's a valuable tool. It has intrinsic value to it, so it's a form of money. So they want to give you cash that they can just print and illegally create and malevolently create for you to give up a tool. Why they want you to give up that tool? Because they want to control you even further. And the thing about it is that it's not a buyback, because they're doing the same thing that they did with gold. They want to give you, remember the cash for gold schemes you saw everywhere? Come bring your gold. Bring in your gold, we'll give you cash. That's a cash for gold scheme. They're going to give you worthless and take away priceless. The exact same thing with the guns, with his proposal to buy it back. No. Generally, the people that have purchased it, the value of that overall firearm is more exceeding than what they spent for it. It has purpose. And it has unalienable, absolute rights, purpose. Unalienable rights. Because let me tell you something, Eric, out of California. Your overall freedom ends where mine begins. And don't give me this stuff about you trying to protect people. You can't protect people. If someone wants to commit a crime of murder, murder is an irrepressible crime. If someone decides to do it, they are going to do it. Once they do it, they're a criminal. You deal with them. But what it is that these people, these idiots, are doing something against the people. Their overall reason for doing it is unfounded. You can't stop someone from doing something. And second of all, the overall guns are already out in the streets. They're already gone. You can't call back what's already there. See, this is the trick that they try to do. So this individual said that, he said on, this was him, Representative Eric, his tweet. American gun debate on one thread. I propose a buyback of assault weapons. So what? You pose it. It means nothing. Not going to do it. And let me tell you something cowardice about these idiots. They create laws that they don't have to obey. They create debt that they don't have to pay. They write laws that they don't have to obey. They create debt that they don't have to pay, and they wage wars that they don't have to fight. Guess who's going to have to, when they make this law, guess what they're going to have to do to enforce it? They're going to have to physically take it from people. And guess what? Is this punk going to be there to do it? No, absolutely not. He won't be on the front lines doing it, this immoral act. See, this is how they try to divide the people. The same individuals and individuals like him like to declare war that they don't have to fight. So check this out, Eric. If you believe in this so much, why don't you be the first one, quit your overall job, and actually create your own Gestapo where you'll go around trying to take these overall firearms from people. But oh, guess what? Don't use the same equipment that you're trying to confiscate to go get it and see what happens. But no, they'll take the coward aside. You'll only beat up on individuals that you can, because cowards do that every day. And I'll just say, let me just read this. He said he wanted to have a buyback program. Gun owners say, and he says, if a gun owner says he'll go to war with the U.S. if that happens, pointing out the U.S. isn't losing, He says that the U.S. wouldn't lose a war to its assault weapons. And he says, and basically, he basically said that the U.S. has nukes. And he was basically being sarcastic, saying that if there's gun owners that want to go to war against the United States, because if they do pass that type of law, it would cause civil war. And he's like, well, if they want to go to war, the U.S. has nukes.
Wow.
The U.S. has nukes. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. That was Keith saying, but he didn't know we was on air. But he says, well, the U.S. has nukes. And let me just say this. Those nukes are null and void. Because what this idiot doesn't realize is that there's no military that's ever been able to beat the people, regardless of the overall equipment that they have. So guess what, Eric? Why don't you get behind them and see what happens to you?
Hey, Dave.
You'll be easily defeated by the people, as every military that's ever tried to do it. You don't know history. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just following orders in a cowardice way.
I mean, he's also being a hypocrite, too.
A complete hypocrite.
I mean,
a complete.
I mean, I thought the military was outgunned, you know. He said the military was outgunned, but he kept repeating the cops were outgunned. Now, I don't know how many people, you know, that are listening right now remember the 90s and what have you. But that was a conservative talking point in order to authorize military surplus equipment being given to cops. Okay?
Exactly.
Them cops in Ferguson didn't look like they was outgunned to me. You know what I'm saying? They look like military. They basically are a military force, you know? And I mean, for a U.S. representative to say that, hell, we'll nuke Americans. I mean, how... Dude, I mean, what the hell? You know? So, if anybody needs to be disarmed, the U.S. needs to be disarmed of nuclear weapons. I mean, the entire world should denuclearize, but, I mean, just the fallacy and the contradictions of his argument, it makes absolutely no sense. And cops are not outgunned. And then the term assault weapon or assault rifle is an oxymoron. Okay, it's an oxymoron. And does he know what the military, for example, they don't have, well, they do have fully automatic weapons. When I last was in the Army, you know, the M60, that was the only fully automatic weapon that I was trained on. But the M16 is no longer, well, you could put it on fully automatic, but they recommend you put it on 3-round burst. Okay, that's not out here in the civilian. That's not being sold to civilians. It's just simply not. It's single shot. Meaning you had to squeeze the trigger. Now I did agree, and he hasn't gotten much. It hasn't gotten much attention. But Donald Trump just banned those bump stocks. That's what the dude had in Las Vegas, which basically turns single shot rifles to simulate automatic fire. Now, I do agree with banning those bump stocks, but they're not going to round up the people that and take the ones that's already there. They can do a buyback program, and I ain't got a problem with a buyback program because it's strictly voluntary. Okay? So,
right.
I mean,
if you want to render it, but exactly, because your grandfather. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so, it's just funny to me how so-called liberals sound like conservatives of you know, the 90s in George Bush era.
Yeah, it's so many things. As Scotty said, is an oxymoron. It's absolutely right. Let me explain to you what an assault weapon is. It's any firearm that's pointed at you. Doesn't matter what its capabilities is, you're being assaulted. A rock can, if you hit someone with a rock, you can actually be charged with assault with a deadly weapon. So, see, what they're doing is they're trying to colorize and emotionally charge people with this whole ordeal. And what they'll do is they say, well, what about the victims that were actually shot in these overall instances? They were murdered by a criminal. You deal with the criminal and the act that they've done. You can't prevent that by actually causing a crime and harm against everyone else. Your freedom ends where theirs begins. Once you overstep that bound, then now you can look at doing something about that. You can't legislate morality. If an individual decides to murder someone, there's many ways in which they can do it. And if they choose to use a tool to do it, it's the individual being a criminal carrying out acts. And let me just say this, for all of those individuals that says, well, we don't want guns on the street. Well, you move on the street that doesn't have guns because you don't speak for everybody. And the individuals that do don't have to listen to you, and they're not. They're absolutely not. And you're being played by the overall propaganda of the political propaganda of the day. Let me tell you why. Because if you really want to do something about guns, you take all the guns from the military and from the U.S. government first, because they have been the greatest purveyors of death and murder throughout the world. So if you really care about that, then show me you care about that. Deal with the ones that really have do these things, have had these criminal acts throughout the world on a repetitive, habitual basis. Until you do, then shut up, because you're not sincere. You're being used.
Hey, Dave, he was also, you know, just giving blanket talking points about cops. Oh, my father was a cop. Now, I'm not on here to say every cop is a killer, but cops do kill over 1,000 people a year. Over 1,000 people, you know. So, but also, Ross had posted an interesting video in BTR community. The city of Englewood, its city council, just voted to destroy over 100 records of video evidence of cops possibly committing crimes against the citizens. So this was some kind of compromise, I guess, with the police union to get them to endorse the new Records Act, you know, which this stuff is, should all be public record anyway. But they're going to destroy about 100 records that may contain evidence a crime committed by cops against citizens. How is that not a criminal conspiracy between the cops and the city council?
Exactly, because that's the destroying of evidence. Exactly. Because it does happen. And guess what? Any incident should be investigated to ensure that there is no impropriety of illegal action. It's so, so important and so necessary. And this is the overall talking point that are foolishly, and any person, I'm going to just say this, I say this all the time. If you were somewhere and you're such a person that is against guns, I get it. You don't want it, that's cool. But just because you don't want it, your overall want does not extend to anybody else. No one. That's your choice. And I bet you this, if you were in a situation where someone, for some reason, with a knife, with a car, with a pitchfork, with another gun, or was beating someone to death, mainly your son, your daughter, or you yourself, if someone was there with a firearm, you would want them to take the appropriate action. And the thing is, appropriate and reasonable action. It's just foolish to have these overall debates. It just shows how crazy and how unattached we really are from having our own thoughts. If you're someone that does not like and does not want to use a firearm, I totally get it. I respect it. But I guarantee you this, God forbid something happens and there was, for whatever reason, some criminal maniac that was doing something, what's the first thing you're going to do? Pick up the phone and call 911 because someone can come and so-called protect you. And they say that, well, cops are trained with guns. Well, why aren't you? Why don't you go get the same training? You can. So in the immediate of things happening, hold on, Keith, I'll get to you in a second. In the immediate of things happening, guess what? Cops don't get there in time. Cops get there to take a report. That's when they get there, when it's over. So they're reactionary. Very, very few, very, very few opportunities. I know in my stint as a police officer was extensive. there was very, very few opportunities that my presence stopped something for happening. 99.9999% of my overall calls was dealing with me responding to something after the fact. So you wait and you hope. See, one of the things about being prepared is that you realize that things can go awry and you have a solution for as many things as you possibly can have. This overall individual's take on a buying back guns is ludicrous. For one, they're going to give you worthless cash for it. Okay, government, check this out. If you're going to buy back stuff, then guess what? You can only pay in gold and silver. And they'll say, well, that's stupid. Why would we do? See, what's really stupid is for us to even consider doing anything else. And then not only that, those are only those individuals that want to give it back. That's it. Because they haven't broken any moral law. They have a tool. And this is very, very... Thanks, Keith. Keith wanted to chime in, so I'm going to let Keith chime in. Keith, you want to chime in? I know that's why you play the music, so go ahead, Keith, what you got to
say? Hey, you know, I think this discussion is in the category of most discussions. You know, and when I look at these type of arguments, there's really no right, there's really no wrong. You've got to reach a balance. You know, you've got to reach a balance. And I think what happens is different situations dictate certain things. I think we're at this point in time now. At one time, I was against guns, even though I lived my whole life in occupations requiring a gun. I was against guns because I lacked knowledge of the corruption of our government and stuff like that. I used to think that us having to have guns to protection of the government was ludicrous. Well, that's no longer the case. My mind has changed. But even with the fact that I feel as though we should have a right to have guns, I still think there has to be parameters and people owning guns. And I think that's where we are. You know, the NRA, they're against everything anti-gun. Well, that's absurd, you know. But by the same token, everybody shouldn't have a 50 caliber. So there has to be boundaries in all of this. There is no right, there is no wrong, but you have to have a balance of common sense along the way, if that makes any sense. There's certain people that should not be allowed to have weapons. And certain weapons, I don't think should be allowed. I don't think that a citizen should be allowed to have a 50 caliber. There's no reason for that, not when they're operating in a society. Now we're getting to the point where our society is so corrupt because of so many of these reasons that I don't even know where to go in, you know, where to take a stance on exactly what level, but it still requires a balance. You know, everything requires a certain amount of sense in everything, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and so, you know, like, I can see there definitely needs to be, I would just agree with gun control, but it first has to be reasonable. Because, you know, I don't think any, you know, I wouldn't say this, but, you know, a flamethrower, nah, I don't think you need a flamethrower for protection. And those are the extremes. But you can look at it, but in all sense and fashions. And so there is a point for, you could actually make a point for individuals to have certain caliber of weapons as the everyday person, because what are you trying to defend yourself against is how you would actually, if you, there was a reason for you to have a certain type of caliber of weapon, that would make sense. What I mean by that, let's say you are you have a bank, where you have, where There are individuals have been using armored cars for robberies and things of that nature. You know, then there's, but still, even then, because of the overall danger that, that comes with that, you know, just, you know, it's a lot of different things. But being reasonable is never, ever wrong. But with this individual, is not, he's not, as Scotty said, he's not talking about 50 cal. He's talking about the AR. And I know, Keith, that you were talking about just using that as an example of being reasonable. But his overall argument and what they want to do is that they're not trying to ban 50 cal. What they're trying to get rid of is everything that any person would have as a firearm. Yeah, because what it is really a measure of getting you to submit.
Right,
and seeing that the government is your God.
Right. Hey,
that's
Dave,
what
you know,
their intention is.
I don't believe Walmart sells 50 caliber weapons, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they sell 50 cals. I could be wrong, but I don't think they. Oh yeah, I forgot. I have trained on the 50 cal. You know, but I've never seen. I've been to several gun shops in the area. I look at guns online. I've never seen a 50 cal for sale. You know, because they're already banned. That falls under the ban on automatic weapons. So you know, this stuff is already outlawed And I would just say to Keith, there is some wrong when you're using lies to advance your argument. Lies are always wrong.
Yeah, and Keith would agree with that. He'll jump back, but Keith would agree with that. Now, I think, Scotty, there are special instances that you can actually buy. In certain states, you can get a 50 cal. In Nevada, you can get a cal. Where you are, you can't. Where I am, you can, but you got to have a special license and everything else. But most states, you can't do that. Right. But Walmart, you ain't going to walk into Walmart and get no 50 cal. What's in Walmart is what's practical for what the overall tool of an everyday home firearm should be for. And remember, the Second Amendment is the only one that says it shall not be infringed. So it's not the Second Amendment. It's actually the first and most primary one.
Hey, Dave, let me restate what I said about 50 cals, because you're absolutely right. You can buy 50 caliber weapon, and that includes handguns, because I've seen dudes on YouTube shooting, I mean, getting knocked over trying to hold a 50 caliber handgun and firing it.
Right.
It's not a practical weapon, but those still are only single shots. I'm talking about the 50 calibers that we trained, machine guns we trained on in the military. I mean, I think everybody, you know, at least in basic training, may have the opportunity to fire a 50 cal. But, you know, I was qualified on a 50 cal. They're not going to sell nothing like that to civilians.
Yeah.
Now, a 50 caliber rifle, I think that's what they use to go elephant hunting and stuff like that. Yeah, but that's still only a single shot.
Right, right, Scotty. Right, absolutely right. It is, and it's different. So, you know, it's really, really nonsense, and it needs to be a point to where we say no, because as Keith said, reasonable. What's reasonable? For you to be able to defend yourself with the overall appropriate means to do that against what? An appropriate threat. You know, so that is what needs to be taken into action. And that, let me just say this to those individuals trying to get rid of the overall firearms and everything else. You can try, it's not going to happen. Because people will be willing to do, will be willing to sacrifice it all to uphold that. Say, okay, well, guess we won't have the United States then, and things of that nature. People are not going to do it. And let me tell you why you know that people aren't going to do it. As soon as they're talking about trying to ban firearms and everything else, people vote with their feet. They start to run out and they buy these weapons by the boatload. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
podcast and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I guess my man, Pastor Chief, is co-hosting today. He abandoned us, y'all. He didn't want to, you know, so he, I guess he felt bad and he called in. So anytime, Chief, just unmute yourself. I'll see you when you want to chime in. So give us a call, 704-802-5056. You know, historically, and we talked about this many times, every time we talk about this, prohibition doesn't work. Whenever the governments try to invoke some form of prohibition against the people, they get smashed. It didn't work. Prohibition of alcohol has not worked. Prohibition of drugs has not worked. Prohibition of saying women can't have abortions didn't work. Prohibition historically never, ever works. And this is why I think that Eric is actually getting paid by gun manufacturers to take this approach, because what it does is it overextends the overall market. Scotty put into it, said instead of a drug cartel, we'll have a gun cartel, because he said the only thing that this is going to do is create an underground gun market. Absolutely. You are actually, this is what happens. This is why I said they people vote with their overall feet. As soon as they start doing this, people go out and buy firearms. When Obama became president, they thought that he was going to take away everybody's guns. Just in from the first 3 years of his presidency, there were more guns sold in this country, legally sold in this country, to supply all of the world's militaries three times over. That's including the Chinese military, to arm them three times. And that was just that short period of time of how many guns were sold legally. Forget about it. You can't do it. It's a null and void situation. If you really want to look at what's going on with these overall, some of these shootings that are being happen, is this is what happens when you send young people to war. This is one of the things that happens. This is a consequence of the overall people allowing these individuals to declare war that they don't have to fight. It's not in all instances, but it's in some instances. But the majority of these individuals are all of them seem to always have been and continue to be on some type of psych med. This is the pharmaceutical drug market. This is drugs. This is a breakdown of what you created.
Hey, Dave.
This country has a culture of violence problem.
Yep, culture of violence.
A violence problem that it needs to address.
And let me say this, Dave. You know, Donald Trump announced the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan and Syria. And yesterday he got a round of applause from the troops. But these same gun control liberals and what have you, oh, they concerned about mass shootings in the United States, but they not concerned about the United States military doing mass killings all around the world. How do you
right.
reconcile that? How do you so all of these, oh, he's going to make the U.S. less safe by not killing people overseas on wars based on lies or conflicts based on lies and all of that.
Right.
You know? So, man.
No, you're absolutely right, Scotty, and that's the thing that we advocate here. I am in full agreement that we need overall gun control. But my thing is that you better first start with the greatest purveyor of killing, the political serial killers, first and foremost. Until you deal with that, then guess what? The killings will never stop. See, they want you to look at, because they're telling you what to look at. They're telling you what to think. So there will always be a reason to create a false flag as well. So if we're really going to go down that road, then let's go down that road. I am a full supporter of gun control, but it starts with the governments first. And until we're dealing with that overall culture of violence and lies, the overall individuals that get the mainstream media news, is insignificant. And it's insignificant because of this. It's only significant because it's on your mainstream media, because your mainstream media is so significant to you. The truth of the matter is that there's a greater form of violence that's happening. And guess what? It's going to continue to wage its ugly face and head against you. You won't even recognize it because you can't even see it now. They're setting our young people up. And until we look at this for what it is, we have a culture of violence in this country. Because this country is actually was built off of violent seizing and taking and enslaving and subjugating by violence. You are getting exactly what you promoted, because that's how you resonate. See, everyone, you know what? It's always a problem once the overall pain meets your door. But as long as it's hurting and harming somebody else and you can benefit from it, so you think you're benefiting from it, you ignore it, to even to turn a blind eye to it. You'll turn away from it and say, well, you know, that's wrong. But well, nothing we can do about that.
Hey, Dave, too.
It's really conscious crisis that we have here. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Hey, this person, to your point about the mainstream media, and I'm talking CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all the corporate media that comes over that what some people call idiot box. And this person tweeted something out on Twitter, right? And it just so true. And he's like, you know, we gonna listen to the experts on CNN and these are retired torturers from the CIA, retired assassins from the CIA, and they're being paid lots of money by the mainstream corporations.
Yep. Cerebrally Naive Network.
James Clapper, you know, what's the other guy? Brennan. These are mass killers, man. These are murderers.
Yep. And that's what they see. That's because they tell you what to think. But I hope the people are wise enough to see that, nah, don't take it. Let me give a big shout out to my state of New Jersey. Let me tell you why. Big ups to New Jersey. On December the 11th, everyone that lived in New Jersey that had the new banned magazines was supposed to hand them in. And if they didn't hand them in, they would be in violation of the law. So there's an article from Ammo Land, and it says New Jersey. And a person in the caption has a person with their giving direction to the overall government and those that made this law with just one hand up. You can kind of figure out what it is. New Jersey. Million plus New Jersey gun owners defy state law, refuse to turn over banned gun magazine. Think we need to take a look at this and see what is really being said here. Keith, if you're there, if you would, Keith, if you would you call Sister Bell and tell her I'm on air, and I'll call her back. Thanks, Keith. So let me just, sorry about that all. One sec, let me pull this up. Here's the article, and this is from Ammo Land. Million plus New Jersey gun owners defy state law, refuse to turn over gun bans. They're supposed to turn it over to their local state troopers or police departments, and guess what? None of them happened. New Jersey standard capacity magazine ban is now in effect, making 1 million gun owners criminals in the eyes of the state. But in an act of massive defiance, New Jersey residents refuse to comply. Let me just stop there. Anytime you go against the will of the people, they're going to refuse to comply. Anytime the government tries to invoke prohibition, because this is what happens. Governments invoke prohibition because they know that they think that the people are scared of them. They think that the people look at them as their demigods. They think the people look at them as the ones that lead them to wherever, but that's not the case. They're overextending their thought of authority. They have none whatsoever. Just as in with prohibition, people said, go pound sand. Then the government said, okay, this is what we'll do. We'll profit from it. They're doing the exact same thing here with these guns. Any magazine holding more than 10 rounds is now illegal in the Garden State. The standard magazine for AR-15s holds 30 rounds. And most people think AR-15, what do you hear people say that AR-15 stand for? Assault rifle. This is how stupid this whole media is. That has nothing to do. AR does not stand for assault rifle.
Dave, they're not stupid. They're doing exactly what they mean to do.
Right.
It's propaganda.
It's actually the name of the overall company that makes the overall rifle. It's Armistead Rifle. That's what AR stands for. But go on. An AR-15 holds 30 rounds. Glock 19s, which is the most popular pistol in the United States, holds 15 rounds. Anyone in possession of a large magazine is committing a fourth-degree felony. Anyone caught with one of these now banned magazines in their possession, face up to 18 months in prison and up to $10,000 in fines or both for each magazine that's found. See, this is how the system maintains and keeps the prison industrial enslavement complex fully funded. Now, let me tell you something. I know many, many law enforcement officers that's not going to enforce that overall law. They'll be selective in that. What are you going to do? You're going to go into somebody's house knowing the reason why you definitely need a gun? Because I know me, myself, I would have turned a blind eye to it because that law is wrong. No, it's against the spirit of the law. And see, these politicians think that the overall police department is their overall guinea pig to do what they want. There's a lot that will listen, but there are many that will say, nope, I'm not doing that. Not doing it. So this goes on. A fourth degree felony. This bill was signed into law last June by Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat. Residents had until December 11th of 2018 to turn over the magazines to police or sell or store them outside of the state. Most will say I sold it or it was outside of the state. You're right. Pro-gun groups sued New Jersey to try to prevent the law from going into effect. Their attempts to block the law failed in a federal court appeal. Here's what happened. Let me just say the three-judge panel ruled that the law limits the number of rounds in the magazine did not violate the U.S. Constitution and did not put an undue burden on New Jersey gun owners. Here's what happened. Hey, judges, so what you think is wrong? Now, does the Constitution say how many rounds? And if no, it doesn't. But see, what the overall prevailing momentum is that we know what you're trying to do. It's not going to happen. We need to make a new law that the U.S. military and the U.S. government can no longer have nuclear weapons and have overall magazines that the overall, they have to have the same magazines that the overall citizens have. Because it's supposed to be a citizen's army. So since it's a citizen's army, so whatever the citizen's laws are, so shall it be in the military. Because then what they would say, that would limit and restrict us. Oh, limit and restrict you. It would be unreasonable and unnecessary and imprudent. is the exact same thing with every single person. If a person uses a gun in a crime, that individual should be held to answer for what they did and under the circumstances that they did, with due process fully applied. Outside of that, no. And not only did I say that, but I'm so proud of people in New Jersey that said no. And let me tell you about some of the people that said no in Jersey. You don't know who they are. They're everywhere.
Brother Dave.
They're everywhere. Someone said Dave. Yes.
Hey, peace and love. This is Ross. How's everything?
What up, Ross?
I'm sorry, man. You made me have to, like, literally leave my building at the plantation to come out and speak on it up, because I think both you, Scotty, and Brother Keith all brought up very, very important points that need to be paid attention to. Now, the other aspect of this, too, was, first of all, I remember seeing this on the news when it first came out that this ban went into effect. And I remember, like maybe last week, it was one morning last week, where they brought up the fact, exactly what you said, that nobody responded. Nobody responded to the mandate. And even the people reporting the news, you could see like the kind of shock in their faces. And I'm like, okay. So this morning, no, yesterday morning, before I go to work, the news comes on again, also relating to this very subject. And they said that people, different groups are coming together to sue the Trump administration to drop this bump stock ban. They're not playing. They are not playing about that. And if once you study Dr. Welson's book, The ISIS Papers, and the way that she brilliantly breaks down the concept of a gun and the reason why colonizers are just the most emphatic about having weapons, all types of weapons, being able to, you know, do whatever they want, what you realize is that that response in Jersey is the response that all colonizers are going to have across this country. They are not going to allow anyone to take away their weapons. It's not going to happen. And I mean, I understand why, but once you understand the system and you understand the psychology of the way colonizers think and the way they function, you will totally understand that collective response in New Jersey where nobody responded. They were like, oh, basically, forget your mandate. We're not playing. And also, this also takes me back to something that happened.
Ross, before you move on to your next point, we're going to talk about colonizers, and you mentioned Dr. Welson. We're going to talk about white supremacy. Then we have to realize that during the colonial time, the first racist law put on the books took guns away from black colonists.
Without question. And thank you for bringing that up, because the whole process was about disarming, you know, so-called former enslaved people, black people, and making sure that the people that were armed were colonizers to fight us. And I remember, I think you talked about this before, that after the Civil War, they were even killing black people for even having their weapons in certain parts of the country. Is that correct? I remember you, I think it was you who had brought that up on a few occasions, the fact that they were so hell-bent on taking weapons away from soldiers who actually fought, that they were killing black people just for even having their weapons after the war. And I think they did like a mass collection. Am I correct?
That wasn't me. I don't recall anything like that. But I do know that the NRA has never been in favor. In fact, they endorsed gun control legislation when it was aimed at the Black Panthers in California, but as far as rounding up weapons after the Civil War, I don't have any information. That was probably somebody else, Ross. But I do know, and I wasn't talking about just formerly enslaved black people who had gotten their freedom. I'm talking about the ones who are already free.
Yes, totally. And I'm glad for that clarification, totally. And the other point I wanted to bring up was maybe about a month ago, you might have heard of this too, there was a black male in Maryland whose door was kicked in erroneously by the police that were supposedly misdirected regarding a place that was selling drugs. So they kicked in this man's door, a black male. He was at home by himself with his daughters. and he got his guns and shot the two cops and got off. They said, listen, he didn't know who you were. You kicked in the wrong door. You didn't announce yourself as police. He thought his and his children's lives were in danger, and he shot y'all. And the chief came out and said, yeah, this was a justified shooting on the behalf of the citizens. Now, as they're moving in on these laws and going across the country trying to instate these different laws as far as taking guns and banning different clips and all of that stuff, you're going to have a lot more of that happening where, you know, law enforcement is going to be kicking in people's doors, and some people are going to respond exactly how that black male was forced to respond that night. And I just think to just pay attention to what's going on, because everything starts small and eventually they start to spiral out and expand it across the country. And basically, these folks are not going to stand for having their weapons taken. They are not going to shorten those clips. They're not going to do none of that. And I think, like you said, Dave, when I saw that in Jersey, I did what you did. I said, okay, they're not playing. And I think that they should be an example for other parts of the country in regards to, like, look, we're not doing this. We're just not doing it. And I think that by should actually affect black folks too, but let the white folks do the fighting for that, because they're the ones who get the laws changed the quickest. They're the ones who get the attention when they are upset about the way things are being done in this country. So let them do the fighting, and hopefully we can benefit from their wins in regards to that. And with that, I'll mute myself and just say this is a brilliant program. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of it. One love to all of you and to the listeners and callers as well.
Hey, Dave.
Man. Go ahead, Chief.
Yeah. Yeah, in response to what he was saying, I think that the one that he was talking about was actually in Arkansas. And I agree with everything that they said. But also remember, in light of what they're saying, like the book says, two worlds separate and unequal. The one in Arkansas that he was talking about, not only did they kick in his door, they actually didn't kick in his door. What they did was they set explosives and they exploded his door, and he got hurt from the flying door was underneath it. And that went on, and they refused to pay for the damages. And what ended up happening on that one was he had surveillance of when they had came to his door previously. He was able to show that they had lied about everything, what they said happened. He was able to show that they lied about it. It was all on video. And it was a long process, and he ended up winning because there's no way he couldn't win. But I'm just saying that understand that, like, same thing that Scotty was saying, they do things totally different when people of color are concerned. And people of color, you just got to understand that and don't expect that those things to happen for people of color like they would ordinarily.
And, you know, in all the points that have been made are so important. And thanks, Roz, for calling in as always. I knew my man was I saw Roz drop off from me. I saw Roz running outside to get in on the conversation. I knew it. But I think it's here's what is really being said. And the governments know exactly what they're doing, as Scotty said. They know exactly what they're doing. And they create a topic that they can use as momentum for a crisis. And they're going to use overall prevailing. They already know that is no place that they're going to, it's only going to those overall mandates. But the rest and the majority of people, it's not going to happen at all. But see, here's what needs to happen is that the governor, like the governor of New Jersey, and Murphy or whoever is there, and anybody that upholds this thing, here's what happens is that they always want you to go to the ballot box to get rid of this person, to get rid of that person. But with the system, but then the system is really in control of that. On issues such as this, they're an inalienable right issues. What really should happen is that the people should defy all of these, strategically defy all of these. But in that overall strategic defiance, also establish ways in which
those overall individuals that honestly get caught up in this, there can be actually adjudication provided for them attorney-wise to fight all of these overall laws. Now, this magazine ban is going to be a difficult push. Here's why it's a difficult push, because they're not saying get rid of your guns. They're only saying you can only have this many. Now, that is going to be something that needs to be contended with. And how do you, only way that you're going to contend with that is by saying this is a line in the sand that we will not, and we're going to push back all of those and repeal all of those. And this actually has to be, see, the Supreme Court is trying to stay out of the Second Amendment. Let the Supreme Court step on itself. They actually should make, the people should make the Supreme Court make decision. And then all of the circuit courts and all of those circuit courts issues that they come out talk about, I believe it was in New Jersey that the Second Amendment is not a primary right. You're making stuff up. We've already covered that. You're making stuff up. All of these things have to be challenged. And they have to be challenged through just defiance. Have to be challenged through defiance. And the reason why it has to be challenged through defiance, to let these individuals know, not scared of you, not going anywhere, not bending our knees. And then when you do that, you start to get momentum in other things as well. And you move to those other things as well. This is a favorable crisis for crushing the corruption, one of the corruptions, the corruption in this country. Is it going to be difficult? Is it going to be hard? Yes. But this is a favorable crisis for that. Because simply say no. And this is not just in New Jersey. They're not going to be able to do this anywhere. So those in Congress and those that are staunch opponents of this, doesn't matter if you have Congress, doesn't matter if you have laws, those laws are immoral and that people are not going to obey. They're not scared. And see, what this system is going to use is that they're going to try to use this to spark what they want to spark in a way of confrontation by the people, so now that they can be even more heavy-handed. That's what they're really trying to set up. That's what they really, really want. Because in getting that, they seize more control. Individuals that are staunch proponent for this will say, yeah, so what? Lock them all up. And they don't know what that really means. They don't know that this individual who would have never, ever in the past or in the future had any kind of illegal contact, now you're going to force them to have illegal contact by a moral standard. Biblically, Jesus told his disciples to have two swords, to take his purse and go buy two swords. So this is real significant. And the one thing is that, which I knew was going to happen, the people aren't going to obey it. And what the system will do is that they'll use it. See, what they're really doing is they're just placating the people for what their agenda is. They say, oh, we got it on the book, so it's against the law, so they'll use it at any time. You know, so is all of the Jim Crow laws are still on the books. They don't erase the laws once they make them. They just say, oh, we don't enforce them, because that's how draconian the government really is. They use it for another date and another period, another time, when everybody forgets. So I hope that we will be smart enough to realize the system that we have is so corrupt that we are going to have to disassemble it and it creates something that is more true to the spirit of the law. This is where you won't start worshiping man. Because the letter of the law is always worshipped by the one with the pen. You always hear the old saying, a pen is more powerful than a gun. Well, that pen is only more powerful than the gun from this standpoint is when you obey. See, that's the overall man invoking their overall God rule over people. And God we trust. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about their God, or little g. And we need to really, really be keen to these vipers and their deception and their corruption, because it's deep and it adversely affects not one block, not one person, not one city, not one state, not one country. It affects the whole planet and every living entity on it, because that low frequency resonates into all of our lives. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, even if you're on the other side. Do I think that there should be some individuals that should not be able to sell a firearm? Should there be a responsibility not to sell or actually an individual not to? Of course, depending on that overall mental capability of that individual. But I'm going to say this as well. We need to start making it illegal for the overall drugs, the pharmaceutical drugs that are out on the overall market that are being prescribed. Until we start to deal with this type of stuff, we're going to continue to have this. And the most important thing that we need to deal with is our overall culture of violence that we have been taught here in this country. Every disagreement is ultimately moved to settlement by violence. And this culture of violence is taught throughout the world because it is really how the overall system is able to maintain control over every people, because that's how they operate. We truly need to have a more benevolent settlement of disagreement, because disagreement should never ever move into anger. It should never move into violence. But that is a projection of where we should be going, that we're nowhere near yet, but we need to start taking steps forward. I know that I'll never, ever, ever step on that overall ground, but I need to move the overall family in that direction, as well as you. Because the other direction is that we're not walking in anywhere. We're being carried as a zombatized minion, or we're prematurely murdered. And that's really how our overall life expectancy is now. Everyone is actually prematurely murdered, summarily murdered in this world. We don't actually make the great transformation by natural causes. It's all by murder. It's from the food and everything else. So it is a crisis that we need to face, and face it with truth, and have the overall dignity and the steadfastness to be truthful when we do face this. It will cause for us all to have to change the way that we interact with each other. It's going to cause us to have to go back and to break habits that have been taught to us that are not in our best interest on every single level. But it's a path that we need to start trekking to, because this path continues in the overall destructive laying of seeds of discord and is bearing stinky fruit. is bearing dead tree, dead fruit, dead prosperity. And being dead has nothing to do with rigor mortis of your overall physical body. It's being rigor mortis of your spirit. That's dead. And it's going to take a people of great character, a great conviction, and of great strength to move in that direction. And I'm going to tell y'all, for all of us that listen to this network, but how this network is difficult for us to do any of that. It's another obstacle and a roadblock that has been put into place. When you're not mainstream, your stream is shallow and is very easily dammed. At some point, we need to see the importance of, we got to break it. We've done enough. We've committed enough to this system just by haphazardly doing nothing. Now we need to haphazardly do something and just say, hey, I'm just going to do all I can do. Because it's just that important. It's going to be hard because it's worth it. Life gives us that example throughout the universe of the reward of perseverance. And it gives us the overall example of the disenfranchisement of surrendering. When we surrender, we become disenfranchised. The plight becomes our light. So for all the more reasons, we have to. And you know, the individuals in New Jersey that refused to comply, the system knew that you would do that. It did. But what the system didn't account for is for you to ignore and walk away from this whole system. I would definitely say that the overall prevailing message is that the governments don't tell you what to do. Because if we continue for the governments to tell them to tell us what to do, we will be the walking dead, and we will be the zombies of enslavement. But there needs to be a life that we have. There needs to be a development that we need to actually achieve and be able to enjoy and share with others, that we are incapable and we're handicapped from fulfilling that capability and that possibility now because of the mental illness and the mental anguish that we continuously have to deal with this crazy nonsense. At some point, at some time, we're going to have to walk away from this system. And I think 2019 would be a great year and a great time to start it. I think it's really time for us to have a real leaderless movement. And then from there, the people start to come together and realizing who each other are and the differences and everything else, and make agreements that are outside of a ballot box, that are outside of the overall system, that are between the relationships of people. Then there becomes a bond that supersedes the propaganda, because you know this individual. We have to get back to knowing each other. We spend too much time knowing the system of inanimate, unliving entities such as Alexa, play this, play that. our engagements with individuals, our interactions with individuals have been severed to where now we watch an inanimate object for these overall celebrity figureheads to come and say what the new direction is. Don't spend time there. I think in 2019 it would really be great if our imagination would supersede our fears, our complacency, our willingness to conform, where we take this system and we say that we understand that you exist, we understand that you're a formidable enemy. In order that in seeing you as a formidable enemy, there needs to be the necessary steps that should be taken to neutralize your stronghold. I would love to see this. If every person at 12 o'clock on one given day, a couple of given days throughout the country, just stop their cars, for 1 hour, and stop where they were for 1 hour, and went over to meet and talk to someone that they didn't know, with the understanding that we're going to get to know everyone so that we can asymmetrically take back our overall existence. A leaderless movement. Because every leader puts a leash on the people. That's what the word lead means. What a lead is a collar. That's a leash to tell you where to go. A leader was not created in the overall ecosystem. A leader was created in the overall psychological control by society. I would love for just one day where we would stop, not pay restitution to this system. Not pay into it, not give it any energy, but take that energy and then give it to someone else around us that we would otherwise ignore because the society and system has taught us that that person is a threat. The real threat is the one that historically has given you direction and given us direction. Just imagine 12 o'clock everywhere around the world for 1 hour, people disengaged and re-engaged with someone that they didn't know. And no one would say everyone has to meet here, everyone has to do this, and everyone. But see, a real leaderless movement, you don't need to tell people what to do when it comes to being natural. Just give the opportunity when the people will be natural. And guess what? That will be the first asymmetrical attack that this system will never be able to mitigate. Because it's too vast. Oh, they would put it on the mainstream media, but don't watch the mainstream media. You don't need to do that. In that overall hour, it's not about your phone, your tablet, the airwaves. It's everything about the resonating energy of that living spirit that's next to you or around you. There will be consequences for that. Immediately, the system will realize the threat level has reached a point where they needed to act. And believe me, they would invoke a overall world war much quicker, and there would be bombs flying all over the place to invoke fear among the people. Because it's fear that keeps them. If we really want to do something about the gun problem, it's really not a gun problem. It's a culture of violence problem. If we really want to do something about the culture of violence problem that we have globally, then we first must get rid of the overall fear from us interacting with one another outside of the overall standards and indoctrination process and procedures that have been actually schooled in us all. Until we stop becoming afraid to go over to someone and say hello. Have you ever seen children when they live by the spirit of the law? There is no violent interaction. There is no need for defense. It's cooperation, collective prudence. That's the culture of violent nullification that I would love to see. And I try to project that in every single person that I come across. And I'm going to make that my overall continuous and commit to it even more. Because I think it's very important that we do. It's worth it. It's worth the struggle. And just before we get out of here, everyone, please, everyone that listens, this network needs your overall financial support for this grassroots opportunity to be seeded more firmly, for it to be able to grow. You're not always right. And that's a great thing, because we never try to always be right. But what it is that we try to do is we try to give the overall voice to truth to make things right. You're not going to find this on Cerebrally Naive Network, Lying Like a Fox, Criminal News Network, American Best Criminals, and all the other ones. Because this doesn't advocate the overall secession, the energy secession that we all need. So without you, this network won't have this format to do this in a more convenient, necessary way. It will just make the road harder, more difficult. But this network is a necessity. So please, if you've been listening to Tando Radio Show, please donate. If you haven't, do. If you have, do what you can again. You already know the value and importance, and we appreciate you. So without further ado, we are going to address this culture of violence that we have. Because once we are able to mitigate this fear, then we can get back to the way the great creator intended us to live, in a more sovereign way and sustainable. So necessary, so worth it. So everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Great creator Willem will be back tomorrow. I think Keith will actually try to chime in tomorrow. You know, he was avoiding us the past couple of days, so hopefully we'll get him back on air with us. But I appreciate you. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Rod. Thank you, listeners, for who you are. Hey, I know I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in history, in eternity, than right here with you all. Whatever the struggles will be, we can definitely do it together. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all